FNC's Carlson, "It turns out Gloria Steinem was always pretty dumb." By Jeff Poor on October 2, 2021. Friday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson argued there was a level of insanity with the current obsession over gender pronouns and pushed to remove gender pronouns when it came to pregnancy. He also noted the contradictions from what was once perceived to be mainstream feminism to now and compared feminist Gloria Steinem's remarks decades ago to what some are trying to impose upon society. Transcript as follows. Carlson, "Since nobody reads books anymore, all of us get all of our history from Wikipedia. It is convenient. The problem is Wikipedia is so politicized and dishonest that on a lot of topics, certainly anything related to partisan politics, it's not even really worth reading anymore. There's just too much lying. On the other hand, there is a lot of stuff there. It's a huge site and there are some gems remaining on Wikipedia. So if you have a minute this weekend, take a look at the entry on mass hysteria through the ages before the authorities inevitably delete it, as I'm certain they will. And as you read the entry, ask yourself if any of this sounds familiar to you. There are lots of witch trials, of course, many of them. Many, many, many of them over many centuries. There are plagues of spontaneous dancing, mass ghost sightings, fits of laughing and trembling and babbling that seized entire towns at once for no apparent reason. It's all there. And then there are more esoteric outbreaks of mass hysteria. There's a medieval French nun who, according to the entry, quote, inexplicably began to meow like a cat, leading the other nuns in the convent to meow as well. Eventually, all of the nuns in the convent began meowing together, leaving the surrounding community astonished. This did not stop until the police threatened to whip the nuns. It's hilarious as you read it, though. At the time, the nuns definitely did not see the humor in it. They sincerely thought they were cats. Hysteria is like that. When large groups of people start acting totally crazy, the reference points disappear. It all seems normal, no matter how nuts it is. So with that feature of human nature, which never changes, with that in mind, take a look at this tape from yesterday's hearing before the House Oversight Committee. The topic was legal abortion, but because it is the year 2021, and we were all convinced we're cats, the conversation soon turned to the newly established scientific fact that men can get pregnant. Watch this. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, and I just wanted to acknowledge, a lot of people are being left out of this conversation today because, as we know, people get pregnant, and not just women, but I hear people over and over and over again say women get pregnant. But that's excluding people that should be a part of this conversation. End video clip. Carlson, yes, you don't want to exclude anyone. And it turns out that even in 2021, there are people out there who are still claiming that only women get pregnant, and they'd better stop claiming that or else. Amanda Presto just learned this. Presto is a writer at the Daily Wire and, by the way, a woman, so she tweeted this thought crime assuming that she had biology on her side. She wrote this quote, "Demanding others call you by your preferred pronouns and growing out your hair does not make you a woman. Stop demeaning womanhood. No, Amanda, you stop demeaning pregnant men." For her attack on the pregnant man community, Twitter shut Amanda Presto down. "We are cats, and that's all there is to it, and that's true across the ocean in Great Britain." The head of the Labour Party in the UK has now declared that men too can have cervixes because, of course, they can. Meow. A few days later, a senior member of the Labour Party was asked whether she agreed that men can have cervixes. She was asked on television. Watch this uncomfortable moment. Begin video clip. Question: is it transphobic to say only women have a cervix? Good morning. Rachel Reeves, Shadow Chancellor. Good morning, Nick, and it's great to talk to you. I just think that this issue has just become so divisive and toxic, and it pits people against each other, both groups who face discrimination in society, women and trans women, and I just find this debate incredibly unhelpful and unproductive, to be totally honest. Question: is it transphobic, yes or no? Reeves: look, is it transphobic? Look, I don't even know how to start answering these questions. End video clip. Carlson: oh come on, Rachel Reeves, Shadow Commissioner, whatever you are of the Labour Party. It's a simple question, it's not a debate. Do men have cervixes? But she can't bring herself to say it. On the other hand, She doesn't dare note the obvious, which is that the entire conversation is completely insane, so she breathes heavily. She harumphs quite a bit and tries to move on to the next topic. The Washington Post is hoping to avoid moments of uncertainty like this. So Jeff Bezos's newspaper has just issued a new style guidance to all of its reporters. Here is what it says, quote, "If we say pregnant women, we exclude those who are transgender and non-binary, which of course is not defined. So no more pregnant women in the Washington Post. That's an outdated, inherently offensive category, like secretaries and housewives." And this is true in hospitals, too, across the country. Some physicians now punishing subordinates who recognize biological differences between men and women. Dr. Lauren Chong, for example, a pediatric trainee at the Sydney Children's Hospitals Network, recently told the New York Times that healthcare workers should not use terms like ovaries and uterus. Quote, "You can just say reproductive organs," Chong said, "and that's an order. The problem is that it may actually be medically relevant whether somebody has ovaries and a uterus. Reproductive organs might not be specific enough. But honestly, in 2021, when we're all cats, who cares? Curing disease may be important, but is it more important than not offending the human rights campaign? Probably not." That's a conclusion the CDC has reached. The center just released a graphic pointing out that, quote, "Only 31 of pregnant people have been vaccinated, not pregnant women, pregnant people." And then there's The Lancet, which not that long ago was considered a serious medical journal. The Lancet just released a cover with this headline, quote, "Historically, the anatomy and physiology of bodies with vaginas have been neglected. So that's the term. You thought you were a woman, now you're a, according to The Lancet, a body with a vagina." Try to imagine a more dehumanizing phrase. But then, it is probably not possible to imagine it, actually. At yesterday's House oversight hearing, Gloria Steinem showed up to prove that she is still alive and still relevant somehow. For 50 years, Steinem has been, as she describes it, defending women. In the 70s, she wrote a piece for Cosmopolitan magazine entitled, "If Men Could Menstruate," and then she was constantly reminding us, and this is a quote, "If men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament. Oh, but now men can get pregnant. So, the script has changed a little bit." Here was Gloria Steinem, who we should note is now a cat, meowing, telling us that absolutely anybody can get pregnant and therefore anyone can get an abortion. Watch. Begin video clip. Gloria Steinem, journalist, "What's happening in Texas is not only a local issue or a women's issue. It's a step against democracy, which allows us to control our own bodies and our own voices. Remember when Hitler was elected and he was elected? His very first official act was to padlock the family planning clinics and declare abortion a crime against the state. Mussolini did exactly the same thing because they knew that controlling reproduction and nationalizing women's bodies is the first step in a controlling state, in an all-controlling state." End video clip. Carlson, "It turns out Gloria Steinem was always pretty dumb. But back when she was 35, nobody noticed, but rewriting history can't let you do that. Sorry, you're not Wikipedia." Actually, Adolf Hitler was an enthusiastic eugenicist, just like Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood. He encouraged abortion, according to almost everyone who studied this. Jeffrey Tuomala, for example, a law professor who has written a lot about the Nuremberg trials. "Hitler, like Gloria Steinem, supported abortion, not just as a matter of physical autonomy, but as a way to keep women working and contributing to the economy. Quote, the Nazis preferred that the Eastern European workers not become pregnant so they would not be taken out of the workforce. They took measures to identify pregnant workers and to encourage or pressure them into making use of the abortion services the Nazis provided." Oh, does that sound familiar? So once again, the goal is to reduce women to wage slaves. It is more virtuous to work at J.P. Morgan than it is to be a mother, that's what they're telling you. That's what Ayanna Pressley is telling you. She complained that abortion bans are tools of, you guessed it, white supremacy, and the experts at the hearings yesterday agreed. Watch. Begin video clip. Unidentified female, "I think that it's very important for us to understand the intersection of racial justice policies and gender justice policies and reproductive justice policies, because you don't understand why these bans on abortion are not about having more black and brown babies born, they want more white babies to be born." End video clip. Carlson, We're falling for it again, rising to the bait. Being literal, correcting insanity because you know, it's kind of hard to resist. There is no rational conversation about anything currently underway in the United States. We have to say, just again in the interest of fact-checking, that what you just heard is the opposite of the truth. New York City is the biggest city in America, it's got 8 million people. The abortion rate in New York among African American mothers is roughly 3 times the rate that it is for white mothers. Thousands more black babies are born in New York than are born every year. So shutting down the abortion clinics in New York, which no one is even proposing, but if you were to do that, you would have a lot more black babies than you have now. We can't even get to that conversation because we can no longer agree that only women have babies. Now men have babies, so for 50 years, they told us men have no interest in whether or not abortion is legal because they can't have kids. But now they can, so we thought it would be worth weighing in on this. According to the House Oversight Committee, it is all for your own good. Watch. Begin video clip. Dr. Ghazala Moayedi, obstetrician gynecologist in Dallas, Texas, I know firsthand that abortion saves lives. For the thousands of people I've cared for, abortion is a blessing. Abortion is an act of love. Abortion is freedom. We need federal protection now. End video clip. Carlson, abortion is freedom. Finally someone said it out loud, but is it? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.